Another day, another mass shooting. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. One person has been killed and four others critically wounded in a shooting at a Southern California church. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says it happened in Laguna Woods. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
It's less than 24 hours from that horrific shooting in Buffalo, New York. And now we have this church shooting here in California. We're told one person has been detained, one suspect is in custody, and that a weapon that may have been involved has been recovered. This happened at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods.
A fifth person received minor injuries. Laguna Woods is about 45 miles southeast of downtown L.A. Authorities in Buffalo investigating that shooting yesterday that left 10 people dead say it was definitely racially motivated. Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia.
This is going to be a very lengthy investigation. There are warrants that have been obtained. There are warrants that will continue to be obtained both on the state and the federal levels. We'll be looking at extensive digital platforms, computers, phones, cameras, and anything else that that comes into play in this investigation.
The 18-year-old suspect is in custody facing murder charges. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who is a big lead in polls for the Democratic nomination in his state's U.S. Senate race, says he suffered a stroke Friday. He and his wife, Giselle, posted this message on Twitter.
Hey, everybody. It's John and Giselle. As you can see, we hit a little bump on the campaign trail.
Yeah, it was on Friday. I just wasn't feeling very well, so I decided, you know what, I need to get checked out, so I went to the hospital.
I need to get checked out, because I was right, as always.
Fetterman says the doctors were able to remove the clot, and he suffered no cognitive damage. He's expected to be released soon from the hospital. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tesla's CEO, who is in the process of acquiring Twitter, says the social media giant didn't like one of his recent tweets.
Elon Musk says he is still committed to purchasing Twitter after revealing the company's legal team accused him of violating a non-disclosure agreement. Musk said the $44 billion deal is temporarily on hold pending details supporting Twitter's calculation that fake or bot accounts represent less than 5% of Twitter users. To verify, Musk encouraged his followers to randomly sample 100 accounts, claiming that's the sample size Twitter uses to check for bots. Musk says after he tweeted about their bot review process, Twitter accused him of violating the NDA. Musk has promised to remove fake accounts once he's in control of the company. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
For the first time in over 2 years, new saints are canonized in Rome.
Pope Francis hosts the first official canonization at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City since October of 2019. Following the pandemic, and of the 10, four women become saints, including Marie Revere, who founded the Congregation of the Sisters of the Presentation of Mary during the French Revolution in 1796, Mother Anna Maria Rubato, and Maria Domenica Mantovani, both who founded missionaries in the 19th century that exists globally today, and Blessed Sister Maria of Jesus, who founded the Capuchin Sisters of Immaculate Mary of Lourdes in Sicily in 1910. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A British and a German tourist accused of smuggling ancient shards out of Iraq appeared at a Baghdad court Sunday, telling judges they had no idea they broke any laws. The court's trying to determine whether the men were trying to profit by taking the 12 items, which were found in baggage of the men while they tried to fly out of Baghdad in March. I'm Jill Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.